read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
How
much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein Marashi, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters out there, the lovers of books and those who mourn, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran, and this is Bookshelf, the program that introduces a book every week. He gave his innocent blood, freshened by the message and divine inspiration, to end those who had decided to end Islam. We weep profusely for Hussein, but no matter how much we weep, we will never make up for his blood that was shed to keep Islam alive for so many generations to come. Imam Hussein's Ashura challenged the very core of human nature. It invites our truth-seeking soul to see the event and think about the lessons it teaches us. It excites our emotions, tearing down our prejudices and revealing the truth. His enemies celebrated victory over his decapitated body, but where are they now? Who is the true man in victory? Who is remembered with passion, and who is forgotten with misery? Whose message palpitates the hearts of millions of humans across history? Whose name is never anachronistic? And who do people remember with great honor and pride? They attempted to bury Muhammad's message, but they flooded it with Hussein's blood, and from there rise the hundreds of millions of devotees to Muhammad's message, that of La ilaha illallah, throughout history. We are rooted in the Ahl Bayt, and it shall produce lovers for eternity. One day, the settled sun shall rise again and give light to the world. Through Hussein, its rays shall deliver God's message to every heart and enlighten every dark corner. IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from the Islamic Republic of Iran, welcomes you back. This is Bookshelf. Today we want to introduce a book on Imam Hussein. It's called Maqtal al-Hussein, Martyrdom Epic of Imam al-Hussein by Abdul Razzaq al-Muqarram and published by Karbala Center for Studies and Research. The story of Imam Hussein isn't a page in history books. It is the body of our identity, rooted in La ilaha illallah, and its leaves, its fruit, is for Mehdi, the savior of humanity. We don't study Hussein just for history. We study Hussein for the future, for the Mehdi to come. Muhammad's message started from Mecca, glowed in Karbala, and shall start once again from Mecca with the flag of Karbala. I cannot stop speaking about the greatness of Karbala, but no matter how much I speak, I still wouldn't have appreciated the event. So let's leave it to a book that can put Karbala in better words than mine. Last week, I introduced to you Maqtal al-Hussein, Martyrdom Epic of Imam al-Hussein, Part 1. This book is a very nice book. Today I want to talk about Part 2. It's been written by Abdul Razzaq al-Muqarram and published by Karbala Center for Studies and Research. Now, what you'll find in Part 2 of this book are, well, first it begins with an introduction, the journey to Iraq, why did the Imam leave, the heartland of Al-Aqaba, Karbala, the hosts, Al-Shims' oppressiveness, the night preceding Ashura, the first campaign, martyrdom of Ahl al-Bayt, the 11th night in the company of Al-Hussein, the burial, Al-Mukhtar al-Thaqafi, Zainab's speech, the House of Ruins, back to Medina, the severed head rejoins the body, the Arba'een, a summary of the marks of a mu'min. Alright, I'm going to read page 126, which is Al-Hur repents. Having heard his speech and his plea for help, Al-Hur came to Umar ibn Sa'd and said, "Are you going to fight this man?" "Yes, by Allah," said Umar, adding, "a fight in the easiest part of which heads will roll down and hands will be cut off." Al-Hur asked him, "What is your objection to his offer of departure?" Umar answered, "Had it been up to me, I would have accepted it, but your governor refuses." Mawlana, Mawla Hussein. Mawlana, Mawla Hussein. Mawla ya Hussein. Mawla Hussein. Mawlana, Mawla Hussein. Mawlana, Mawla Hussein. IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from the Islamic Republic of Iran, welcomes you back. This is Bookshelf. We were busy reading the book Maqtal al-Hussein, Martyrdom Epic of Imam al-Hussein, Part 2, by Abdul Razak al-Muqarram, and published by Karbala Center for Studies and Research. Al-Hur left him and stood by the others. Beside him stood Qarra ibn Qais, whom he asked, "Have you watered your horse today?" "No," came the answer. "Do you then wish to do so?" was Al-Hur's question. Qarra took that statement to imply that Al-Hur was reluctant to fight Al-Hussein and did not wish to be seen by him defecting, so he walked away from him. Al-Hur kept getting closer and closer to Al-Hussein. Al-Muhajir ibn Aus asked him, "Do you want to charge at him?" Al-Hur remained silent. He felt chilled to the bones, so he shivered. Having seen him shiver, Al-Muhajir felt terrified and said to him, "Had I been asked who was the most daring of all Kufans, I would have given no name other than yours. So why do I see you like that?" Al-Hur said, "I am giving my soul the option between choosing paradise or hell. By Allah, I do not prefer anything over paradise, even if it means I will be burnt alive." Having said so, he beat his horse in the direction of Al-Hussein. Turning his spear upside down and holding his shield the opposite way, he came lowering his head, feeling too shy to look at the Prophet's family in the eyes because of having exposed them to such hardship, bringing them to such a place where neither water nor grass could be found. Loudly he spoke these words, "O Allah, to you do I surrender, so do accept my repentance, for I have filled the heart of your wali and the sons of your prophet with fear. O father of Abdullah, I am repentant, so can my repentance be accepted at all?" Al-Hussein said, "Yes, Allah will accept your repentance." This statement found its place to Al-Hur's heart, filling it with joy. He took a moment to contemplate upon the eternal life and the incessant bliss. It now became clear to him what that voice which had addressed him meant upon his departure from Kufa. He had a dialogue with Al-Hussein. Among what he said to him was, "When I went out of Kufa, I was addressed thus, 'O Hur, you are given the glad tidings of going to paradise.' I said to myself, 'Woe unto me, how can I be given such glad tidings since I am going to fight the son of the daughter of Allah's messenger?' Al-Hussein said to him, 'You have now acquired a great deal of good and great reward.'" Perhaps the repenting of Hur is one of the spectacular events of Ashura. Part 2 of Maqtal al-Hussein, Martyrdom Epic of Imam al-Hussein, brings on paper many of such spectacular scenes. I really recommend you friends to read this book. If you missed the program, don't worry, the book is called Maqtal al-Hussein, Martyrdom Epic of Imam al-Hussein by Abdul Razak al-Muqarram, published by Karbala Center for Studies and Research. And if you missed the program, you can also download an archive from our website and give your opinions and suggestions. Until next week, same time, same place, from IRIB English Radio and Bookshelf. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. ای برادر
در پاسبانه زهر سوزند حجم دشمن با این همه من پاسبانی که توانم لای 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 از غم